Daniel Norby represents the Florida Department of State. He says Amendment 7's title, Religious Freedom, is not misleading because it refers to the section of Florida's Constitution that would be affected should the proposal be approved by voters.
The title does not ask voters to, quote, save religious freedom, like in the Save the Everglades case that they rely so heavily upon, or even to preserve religious freedom, as the ballot title at issue in Armstrong versus Harris asked the voters to preserve the death penalty. The title here simply provides the subject of Amendment 7, religious freedom.
Lawyers for the group trying to get the amendment kicked out say the title and summary are misleading because they don't let voters know the change could make it mandatory for the state to fund religious groups. The judge hearing the case says he'll make a ruling soon. An appeal would most likely follow. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Lynn Hatterin, Tallahassee.